They're tapping the phones, Len. They are tapping the phones in Ontario. What do you know? Not a surprise, I guess, eh? But interesting all the same that this is being reported at the same time C22 is in the news, at the same time that VPNs are being targeted, at the same time the privacy is in the crosshairs everywhere. The OPP, turns out they've been using 0 days to not only, I mean, they're not even really telling you the full extent of what they're doing on your phone, only the capabilities they have. Tell me about it.
Ontario, the province of Ontario, and the RCMP as well, but the province of Ontario, will talk about them. They're spying on you. They're spying on me. They're spying on anybody out there. I mean, that's the potential. But the thing is, they don't want you to know that they have this capability. That's the sad reality. This is our government. This is the government that we duly elect. And they're there to act on our behalf. They work for us. We don't work for them. So this information should be readily available. We shouldn't be subjected to this type of spying. I mean, well, sorry, it's not spying. It's on-device investigative tools. That's a
incredible terminology there. Just so Orwellian, the stuff these people invent to make themselves feel better. It's embarrassing. It's disgusting, yeah. Is what it is.
That's the ODIT. ODIT, that's the new acronym that's come out of all this. And that's what they wanted to proclaim, is the tools that they're using. So not spyware, on-device investigative tools. Ontario Provincial Police, the OPP, Windsor Police, they're the ones that are also using this. These tools are stuff that you could use to get access to somebody's phone, even computers, Joey, even computers, and gives it an investigator godlike power over these devices. And they could turn on, say, their microphone remotely. And what happens? On a whim's notice, they could just simply start listening to conversation. Maybe they're listening to us right now. Who the heck knows? Anything's possible these days. But private conversations is up for grabs if they do want it. And they also have the ability to turn on cameras, both the front-facing and rear-facing cameras, and they could record what is being seen by either of those two cameras. More than that, they could get info on text messages. But let's be perfectly honest, SMS is not that secure to begin with. You kind of expect anything being sent on SMS to be intercepted or potentially intercepted, but fine, that may be the case. But also with this new stuff that they have access to, they can get access to the calendars you have. So people that are booking appointments with their friends, family, golfing appointments, whatever it may be, it's available potentially. Photos that you take on there, GPS location. And there is more, even key logging. So they say they're using this as a way to get access to people's bank accounts and stuff like that. I think the majority of people out there use some sort of password manager, which defeats the purpose of that. That's just me, whatever. Screenshots of computers. That's what they're able to do. This is all from the Ontario Provincial Police, by the way.
It's nuts. It's absolutely insane.
We learned this from a court document that was filed, and there's a court case working its way through the Windsor court system, and it's shining a light what's going on. What was discovered, that the Crown is using this, and when it was discovered that these tools are being used, they decide, you know what, let's potentially abandon this case rather than give up this information. Let's keep it under wraps. That particular court case is due to an international auto theft ring, and people are being prosecuted. And this is an issue that's going on all through Canada. I don't know how many people know of a friend, family member, or even themselves that had their car stolen. They're willing to abandon a case just to keep this information about the spyware, and they want to make sure you don't get access to it. So they'll let these guys walk just so they could keep this under wraps. And it's not the only one. There's even a case in Brampton with some drug dealers over there. And apparently the Crown relied entirely on evidence obtained by these ODITs. And the defense said, because of that, they got to make a stronger case, a stronger defense. Whatever. So when asked about this, the RCMP even piped in and told the Toronto Star that these ODITs are only being used in three cases so far since 2022. Yeah, right. Do you believe that? They say this was done because of serious crimes.
Just so, it's such an obvious lie. These guys are security. So full of shit. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. In Canada, this is... Continue. You finish first. Yeah,
go ahead. You expect this in some... Many years ago in the Soviet Union, you kind of expected this type of stuff, right? Now, the question is, what are they using? Is that the talk is that it's cost them $500,000, according to insiders, to get access. But this is, from what I could see, nothing is proven here. We don't know for certain. Is this Pegasus? Maybe it is, but maybe it's not. Pegasus is marketed to governments for fighting stuff like terrorism. So why not the province of Ontario taking advantage of it? They're buying planes. Why not buy this as well? This all comes at the same time we have C-22. We talked about that at length. I don't have to go into that. The trend for this is certainly in the wrong direction. Privacy, your privacy is at risk as long as you're here, as long as you're subjected to anything that they want to look. If they think that you're doing something, boom, you're going to be... Access your phone, access your computer. Like, come on. Like, is this Canada or is this the Soviet Union? I ask you, Joey.
It's beyond words, isn't it? This is something that is just completely insane to even discuss. Like I said, at the same time that these people will have you believe that C-22 is not going to be an overreach, not going to be a breach of your privacy, they're running secret on device spyware sold to them by unknown vendors, though probably Pegasus is involved, probably other Israeli intelligence alumnus involved in this. And they're doing it in such a nefarious way. Okay. You have a kid. I have a kid. You know how you know when your kid has done something they know is wrong? When they don't tell you about it and you have to find out for yourself that there's like spilled milk or some damage somewhere or whatever. These guys didn't tell anybody for years that they were doing it. They didn't run any of this through any check or balance in the procurement process. No privacy discussions, no consultations, no nothing. And on top of that, maybe the most nefarious bit of this whole thing is that there's already tons of jurisprudence in Canada about phones and computers related to what's searchable, what you need special warrants for. You know, if you're able to enter a home, for example, you don't get the computer and the phone from the same warrant. You need another warrant for that. A general warrant is what they're using to deploy the ODIT. So they're skipping the most difficult part of the process, the due process that every citizen is entitled to capture everything on your phone. There's tons of angles you could take to this. You have a charter right to freedom of expression. You have a charter right to freedom of association. You have a charter right to privacy. You have a charter right to, you know, any number of things. Unreasonable search and seizure, right? These are in the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. And yet, this is exactly what these guys are going in the face of. Not to mention that if you're subjected to this, they're also looking at my communications if we talk back and forth with each other. If you're subjected to this, they're looking at your doctor's communications with you, your lawyer's communications with you, your mistress's communications with you, your child's communications with you, your child's photos. Suddenly, we don't care about protecting children anymore. It's such bullshit, obvious bullshit. And I know I'm not supposed to swear on the show, but like, come on, man. What are we talking about here? These guys are so full of it. If Canadians think that this is going any other direction besides constant surveillance in the name of preventing you from doing the things you think are best for your family, if they are at all detrimental to the regime, you're dreaming at this point. No due process for you. There's another like troubling kind of norm. This heuristic of... we've been using this, but you know, we didn't want to tell anybody. And then it becomes normal until the next set of capabilities shows up. Like you talked about the SMS intercepting, for example. Stingrays have been around for a long time, like more than 10 years for sure. there's things that like pick off, you know, phone calls, phone messages, SMS messages, whatever. Then they move to, or then we, I should say, the consumer moved to encryption, right? Easy retail available encryption, WhatsApp, iMessage, you name it. Signal, obviously a big one. And they couldn't break it. And those services straight up refuse to engage with governments on backdoors. Apple doesn't want to do an iMessage backdoor. Signal, obviously, with the C22 news, doesn't even want to operate here. VPNs are going to do the same thing. So what is left for them? They have to cheat and lie. They use foreign services, which, by the way, even if the OPP is acting in good faith, which they are not, even if they were, though, all the data doesn't go to like Janet's desk at the OPP office in Durham. It goes to the vendor first for sorting and review and parsing and then distribution in a way that's easy to access or easy to read, easy to digest. So not only do they get to see your messages, the OPP, but also like Israeli intelligence firm that sold them the stuff. We don't know who sold them the stuff, by the way. It's not public. Another, you know, big win for these guys in terms of hiding their tracks. The idea, again, the idea that we need this to bust criminals is just a flat out lie. Get a warrant. You know who's committing the crime. You know where the crimes are being committed. Get a warrant. Do the search properly. You have no wiggle room with the Canadian public in terms of legitimacy, support, and maybe most importantly, interest in budget increases, which we are seeing every police department all over the province beg for. Toronto, Hamilton, Windsor, Brampton, Burlington, whatever. They're begging for more money. They always need more money. Why? Wow, there's more crime. Okay. You know who's committing the crime. We can't keep people in jail, by the way. Who do you think is going to get arrested with all this stuff? Like, we're not serious. You don't seriously think that they're going to pin down people they know have been committing crimes for years with this, do you? You don't really think that. They're going to get you. You're an easier target than any of these people who will be released on, you know, cultural difficulties, or we don't want them to be deported, or whatever nonsense you can come up with. You know, it's Canada is too polite. Canada's in a weird spot because we're too small for any of these vendors to care what happens here. So they'll just leave. We're too polite to stop what is clearly institutional decay that has no remedy. And we're just too stupid to notice that our rights are being completely destroyed here. There's no other way to put this. You can't open your phone and be certain that you're not being targeted by the police for something that you have no idea about. For crimes that you've maybe not even committed. If they can look at your phone, what else do you think these capabilities are? Or the capabilities these things are? Not to mention that, you know, at a time when government agencies, federal government agencies are tweeting out the importance of VPNs for privacy when you go to coffee shops, these guys are running backdoor operations on your device with hoarded 0 days. The companies that make this kind of software just find and hoard 0 day exploits. They keep them from providers. They keep them from hardware manufacturers. They keep them from software manufacturers, software producers, whatever. And then they use them for stuff like this. These guys are black hat, man. Black hat in the most pure sense. I don't know what you're supposed to think about this if you're Canadian, besides I'm in trouble here. I'm not certain that this has a fix, but what I will say on the bright side is that thus far, encryption has been the thing that these guys can't figure out. And you, as a Canadian, you have to use encrypted apps for sure. I would also say that you must find ways to privately communicate outside of just encrypted apps. Meet with people. Okay. Use other black box comms. Use DM services that you think are more reliable than whatever. Try and find ways to do that. In terms of protecting you from this kind of thing, I just don't know. I don't know.
You know stuff like Cobbler Ridge?
Yeah.
That's stuff that these humanoids are going to be sold on as saying, we need these tools. And if we had access to it.
Never forget they went to the Tumbler Ridge kids' house anyway and did nothing. Never forget that.
They'll spoon feed it in such a way, and they'll use that. I'm using that as an example, but even crimes that are going to be similar, because who knows, there could be some crimes in the not too distant future, hopefully not, that are going to be perpetrated, and they could use that as a example of what we could potentially we make sure if we had access to this, that crime would never have taken place. This and this stuff that they've been using, it, the RCMP said they were using OPP, Windsor Police. This is before C-22.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's scary what's going to happen once C-22 comes into reality. It's not like this is something that's not going to happen. The Liberal government has a majority in the House of Commons. They're able to push things through votes, through committees. And furthermore, in the Senate, they have a control. I think they have, I don't know the exact number. It's something that the Liberals appointed like 90 of 110 senators, something along those lines. There's going to be no debate.
No pushback. Nothing.
Just whatever you want it to be pushed through, if it's, you know, as per party lines, they get whipped, it gets done, and becomes a reality. I don't know what to do. I mean, I kind of know what to do, but in the meantime, it's just, it's a good thing I don't have any friends and I don't communicate to anybody on my phone, because if they look, they do happen to get access to it, there's nothing on there.
Can Graphene get around this? Graphene OS?
Supposedly, yeah. But if there's a zero day that's impacting Android,
There's nothing you can do.
Correct. And the same thing, and I run Linux, and you think, Linux is secure. Well, if there's a zero day that has yet to have been closed off, it doesn't matter what you're running, you're impacted to that particular bug.
Download photos, videos, and files. Read encrypted messages. Capture screenshots. Every keystroke. Read every email. Remotely activate the microphone and camera.
Yeah, like you're talking. Like, those Alexa devices, but you purposely
That's for you. Yeah, you did that. You did that.
Right.
Yeah.
But
you
now,
did not ask for this. You did not ask for this.
Yeah. And so you're talking to somebody, you're thinking it could be even an intimate conversation. You have no idea, but it's now it potentially could be logged and used against you in a way that for something you may not have, a crime that's going to be committed in the future, Minority Report style.
Yeah.
And this is who voted for this? Who would vote for this?
No
and
one.
Who wants, right? But you got this guy named Gary that's pushing C-22 and the Ontario government.
These people hate you. They hate you. What else can you say? I don't love that phrase, but like they truly do. They find you, they have so much disdain for you and your privacy and your way of life. They just hate it. They cannot bear it. And I'll say it again, okay? Policing has become a farce. Police will do nothing of any great difficulty. Nothing. They won't go after drug use. They won't go after crime rings. They won't go after public disorder. There's videos of recent arrivals to Canada. I'm trying to be nice. Shooting guns, license plate visible, no consequences. But here is what they're spending their time on. Just give me a break, man. Give me a break. If you told me a year ago, I'd be on the show calling for no more police funding until something like this goes away. I'm going to defund the police camp now, for God's sake. That's how far this has gone. Like, what happened here?
It's not the police that are doing this. They are doing it.
The OPP is telling them to do it. I don't buy that. The OPP is...
They don't operate in a vacuum.
You know when they operate in a vacuum? When they agree to drop prosecutions instead of disclose who the vendor is. That's when it's them. When they do the procurement and skip the privacy commissioner. In terms of consulting, that's them. That's not above them.
You don't know when the people above, because you could have somebody from the Ministry of Justice.
If only we had the audit to find out who was at the top of this whole pyramid.
And that's why I'm not going to nail the police to the cross here. I think this is something, it was a stupid decision that was done above them. Somebody gave them the opportunity to spend $500,000 on this. That's the they're talking, that's how much it costs. Let's pretend it is $500,000. Mm-hmm. It's not like they have that $500,000. They have to budget it. They have to come up with an idea. This is what it's going to be. And the people above say, yeah, okay, you can go ahead and do it. So I don't say it's, I think it's coming from the Ontario government itself. I think they're the ones that spearheaded this, and they're the ones that okayed this. I could be wrong, but that's my idea.
I'm in disbelief about this. It's so black pill, you know, like you have all these, I just finished recording BitCast and we talked all this, you know, great privacy tools, not the new Nostr VPN option that came from one of the, you know, original Bitcoin guys, the third guy to ever interact with Bitcoin. And then I come to this show and it's like, oh, it doesn't matter, by the way. We're gonna one-shot your computer. We're gonna know exactly what you're doing.
Drop down the reality. But at least we're celebrating Tamil Genocide Remembrance Day.
True, so that was big.
We're giving honoring that those people that were impacted, and yeah, so
yeah,
it's a great day to be alive here.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Make sure you like, subscribe, share the video, send this video to your favorite group chat, see what they think. Send it to your mechanic, see what he thinks. We'll be back next week with more. In the meantime, accessofeasy.com. Bombthrower.com, ready.ca. We're going to try and figure out a remedy to this over there too. And of course, easydns.com for all your domain registrar needs. We'll see you next time.
Take care.